begins.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're so happy to be here with you all. That includes my co-host slash, he's a jack of all trades. That would be Mr. Jimbo Baggins, who's joining me. Jimbo and I are very happy to be here for the Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy that you're joining us and that you are all starting to get in the queue on Blog Talk Radio so that we will be able to get to your readings pronto. More down the list you are, chances start to get a little iffy, but we do try to do as many as we can. Now, as just a reminder to all, using only ordinary playing cards, which I'm right now showing to our Facebook audience, so they are seeing it, it's an important distinction that must be made that we are not using tarot, oracle cards, or any other system out there. This is personal prophecy. It basically stands alone in terms of its philosophy, seasonal allergy time, and, you know, its ability to guide us on our path toward the future. So I want to say welcome to our Facebookers. Yay. You're watching us as we are streaming live, and to our wonderful blog talkers, you are lining up for your readings, and we appreciate you one and all. Also, bear in mind that when you get a reading, I will need a minute to lay out your cards, and I use a full 24 card layout so that I can get a real feel of what's happening in your life, what's going on, you know, people that are around you who impact your life. So I just need that minute. You'll get 1 to 2 questions as Jim is going to discuss with you now so that you get a good idea on how to have a very successful phone call with us.
Yes, we would like to welcome everybody and remind everybody that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also would like to let you folks know, hey, if you're international, give us that insight. Tell us your name. Well, you don't say your name. Well, if you're on the phone, you got to tell us your name and where you're from. If you're a Facebook Live viewer, we know your name. Just tell us where you're from, and we'll give you an international shout-out. All right, that number is 602-9676. That's the number to call in. We have folks calling in. When you call in, you'll be told you're listening to the show while you wait in the queue, and that's exactly what will happen. You'll hear the show. Don't hear the show, got to call back. Something went wrong. When we take you live, we ask that you do the following things, if you legally and safely can. We really want you to get rid of that speakerphone. No Bluetooth stuff, old school. Pick up the phone, put it to your face, wipe out any background sound, stop all multitasking. You're running around doing multiple things. Perfect scenarios, you chill out in your house, quiet room. Comfy, lots of good cell phone reception. And that's because your call doesn't just go through the cell phone tower hell world. It goes to the Blog Talks website, our computer, not our speakers. And it's iffy on how the quality is going to come out. And the better you can make it before you speak, the better it can be for all. Facebook Messenger, folks, we like to try to open the floor to you folks. It's folks that just can't call in for whatever reason. Typically international, but not always. You just got to wait till we formally announce it to use the messenger audio or video. because it doesn't have a nice, cool automatic hold system. So we'd have to hang up on you if you call and we're not ready. And that would be to Deborah Lee on Facebook. That's the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and you have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
Also here, that is the sound of the angels, and they sometimes get nasty and say, you shall stop questioning Deborah anymore when you hear the harps. Your reading's over with Deborah. This is like we're getting an angel card for the road. We got to move on, get as many people as we can. So when you hear the harps, it's not time for last-minute interactions. The reading's toast. Come on, let it go. Just let it go. And today's featured angel card will be the Lighted Gold Pathway Oracle cards. That will be the ones. I think these are the ones that the English is a little chop-chop. You'll see me struggle a little bit to try to decipher it ahead of time instead of try. I try not to read it broken up. So I try to, on the fly, fix it, you know, fix the non-English part of it. And international shout-out to Helen from the UK.
Hi, Helen.
Helen, there you are, see?
Yes, it took forever, but I found it.
I told you it takes a while. Well, yeah. All right. If you want to see any chitter chat, you got to click in there and make it big.
How did you do?
Yeah, just click like I do. Just click the picture like you want to. Like, click, click, click. There you go. And then mute it. Sucker, quickly. Mute.
Oh, and that.
Nope.
Would...
Right.
Okay.
Nope. To left. I can't believe you've seen me do this before. Thank you.
I'm not paying attention.
You sit there and do this. Oh, no. She's got Facebook on. Maybe I'll just shut this and just lean over her every 5 seconds to see what she thinks about that. Maybe that's the
ticket. I might like it.
No, she ain't going to like that. Nobody on earth likes that crap.
We'll see what I come out as. Oh, see, I'm the show, too. It didn't come out as me.
Yeah, who cares? Does it matter? Let me see if this works. Give me the... Yeah, there's like about a 5 second, 10 second delay. Wait. Just wait. Okay. So we both are. So that's fine. We don't care. It's perfectly good. We're both. That's it. I'm actually surprised Facebook is that lenient and let that happen. That's cool. That's a good thing. And speaking of good things, let me check my list. Check it twice. Lily. I'm going to need you. There's two people from your area code calling in, so I'm going to need you to tell me your exchange. She just wants to listen. She didn't want me to take her call.
Oh, okay.
So tell me your exchange, which is the next three numbers after the area code, because there's two U630s. And that, that's why that's a popular area code, really, even though she don't live there anymore. So, and I will add one of them to my list, but not both. Let's see. But in the meantime, while she does that, because she can type it in, we're going to go to our first caller. And that is 203, which is Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show.
Hello, Connecticut.
Caller number one.
Hey.
Hi,
Deborah.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay. How are you doing?
Tell her your mouth saga.
No, I'm still in it.
Yeah. Every time she goes to get something fixed, it breaks, like, after she leaves.
And we're talking about, like, the best designer of implants and et cetera in our area. So it's not operator error.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you have fun with your implants there, Pat. Because
yeah,
I've been there every day for how long? 1, 2,
some people
three.
Have good success, but you just don't know. It's like anything in the world. You don't know. Some people go like, I have no problems.
He says I'm deformed from, it's like a birth defect.
Her jaw.
Yeah,
stuff.
I got a bad jaw.
Who said all right.
That?
The expert.
Yes.
The orthodontist. I don't know what he is.
But you know what? He's working me into his, he travels from here to Poland, Japan. I mean, he goes everywhere.
Wow.
And he educates like up and coming dentists and that kind of thing, doing workshops, seminars, et cetera, and I'm going to be the starring case.
Case study.
Yes. So.
Good.
Case
good.
From
good.
Hill.
That's great.
Yep. So at least I got that.
So what do you have cooking tonight?
Yes. Tell us.
Actually, I'm heading to the dentist tomorrow to begin again the implant. And anyway,
yeah.
A new question. Chance is looking at me like he's angry. I'm dog-sitting, yeah. And it's hard on him.
Oh, yeah, other dogs, yeah. Anyway. I can imagine.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's nuts. I don't know if it's the stars or what, but it's like I've got three male children that just are pulling on me. Anyway, someone came up in this match site that I use. I don't really take it seriously, but I think someone sent me a message. So while I was on, I took a look at who was online, and I put a click or something next to one. And, of course, they immediately get back to you, you know, as if they've discovered you. Anyway, I got a couple of contacts. One I really liked. His understanding of women and who that have gone through hard times was amazing. But right away he said, I'm too far away. End of story. But this one, his first name is Mikhail, M-I-K-H-A-E-L. I think that's how it's spelled. And the last name begins with a G. And he is in, let's see. Harnessing energy fueling. So it's offshore drilling. He's been doing that his whole life and getting ready to retire. We're the same age. He moved from California to Massachusetts, exact opposite side of the state that my, you know, child is in and granddaughter. But I just want to see what you pick up. He's kind of flowery with his words, and I don't know if they're sincere or being flowery, and it doesn't really matter, you know, whatever you get.
She said he's kind of flowery with his words.
Flowery.
Yeah, with his words.
As in, can you repeat something he said?
Is it just like poetry?
Yes.
Is he trying to, yeah?
What?
Give me a minute while you're shuffling, and I'll find it for you. Bear with me. I hope I can find it.
Go ahead.
It's going to take a minute.
Okay, I'm shuffled.
International shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Yay, get this party started. Yeah, I'd like to know what flowery means. Now, that's like a person that's writing. I mean, flowery writing.
Yeah, I guess it's very maybe formal and kind of sort of poetic and not slang. Like, yo, what's up? You know, not really.
Okay, I got it.
She was such
a first one. The first one's a little odd. Well, I also like the fact that he said, you look like you're a woman of great living morals, which I am. So thank you. If that's where you're coming from, that's great. The next one, I responded and told him what museum to go to in Boston because he's new there. Anyway, he gave me his name, engineer of international repute. I'm a petroleum geologist. I'm into mineralogy and petrology. This has to do with the occurrence and exploitation of oil and gas fields. My job is to search for hydrocarbons, blah, blah, blah. But I'm really hanging my hat in this new month because I'm not getting younger. I think after, who knows if this is real or not, I think after getting all the wealth in pursuit, I've come to realize that we are nothing without a partner, someone who would stand by me no matter the situation, a woman who I can say she alone has the right to be womanly, irritating to me, laugh out loud, a witch who would protect me like a lioness would do her cub, laugh out loud, and I can promise to protect her beyond vices, a woman who tells me, honey, you can do it no matter what, I want you to, like, okay, you get it?
Got it. She got it. She's now, got it. One thing I want to share with everybody, and please don't kill me because I don't know the exact address, but you can Google this. It's a place where you can put in, like, a copy and paste, say, a portion of what somebody has sent to you. And if this is a scam letter, it's going to pop right up.
Yeah, so if it's a scam, they punch. A lot of times these scam people have 3, 4, 5 profiles that they rotate around, and it'll be out there, and somebody will post it on it.
Well, first of all...
Okay, so Deborah, if he had photos up and then gave me his business site and the same pictures there, I mean, he gave me his business site.
I just want you to be careful, Pat, because the scammer that took $85,000 from me had the very same stuff. And the minute you start talking about engineers, they love to...
International.
You've got your... What are those guys that the oil platforms out in the water? What are... I'm trying to remember their names.
Well, it depends on what they do on them. They have cooks.
The oil riggers.
Yeah, but they have people that cook on them.
Well,
too.
They all claim that they're engineers, you know, and they're looking for a good woman. I hate to seem so cynical to you.
Just cautious.
It doesn't matter, Deborah. That's why I'm calling you. What's your take on it?
Right now in the cards, they're taking him at face value. But I'm probably not even the one to do a reading on this because I am such a crusader against scams.
Should be prejudiced.
I can call him out like in a minute. First of all, how's his spelling? There are certain key flags.
It's excellent.
And his grammar.
Excellent.
It's very good.
Okay.
Why I ask that is Dr. Phil recently actually interviewed one of these Nigerian scammers on his show. And he said, the scammer guy said, we purposely use a lot of incorrect grammar, sometimes spelling. We want to see how sharp our mark is.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it'll go on for a while. Mm-hmm. This will be a nice, here's how it generally goes.
If this is a scam. Your cards can't tell you right now.
He's going to start telling you, you know, I can't stop thinking about you. You know what I mean. He's going to talk all kinds of romance. You seem like the kind of woman I've always been looking for.
Take each day with caution.
Yeah, and just
go along,
you know, very cautiously.
So like you said, basically, that right now the cards are just face value. They don't
what
see
is
any
face value to me? Deborah, I don't fall for this stuff, and there's no way I could give him money or travel to see him or do anything, you know.
That's true. If you're not loaded, then you can't unload.
No, but they find out how much you can.
Or they can get personal info.
They want you,
still identities.
They want
stuff,
you to get like gift card.
Deborah, you know I can't do anything, so I'm not gonna.
It's not just for you. It's for everybody.
Other people listening.
He's going to invite you to go to Google Hangouts or WhatsApp or Viber. He wants to get you off of wherever you're at.
And then maybe he'll find out if it's a scammer. That doesn't seem it, yes or no, yet. If it's a scammer.
I'm going to do this for Pat. I'm going to lay it out.
She's going to redo your cards.
To make sure for you.
Because that was kind of, she didn't really get a good read. Yeah.
Also, you can do You can do a reverse search with on Google, the main page of Google. There's a way to do a reverse search with photos, and they will show every website that they're on. Now, in these photos, are they all him? Is it like him working?
They're all him. They're all fairly close up. They're good photos.
Don't get into it anymore. Just do the cards.
Okay, well, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but I sure as hell don't want to hear that, oh my God, my Social Security is gone. You know, because they wrangle away to get into your bank account. These people are sharp.
Here's a national shout out to Suzanne from the UK.
Suzanne.
All righty. Well, the card's going back down again for you, Pat.
All right.
Like I said,
I'm looking to see if you can trust this guy.
Yeah, that's what she's looking for, really.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
And he gave you his first and last name?
Yeah, and his business site.
Well, then you can check him out.
Yeah, well, she knows she can do that. She wants to know what your cards say.
Yeah.
That's what she wants to know.
Excuse me, okay.
I actually sent it to you ahead of the show. A picture of him and his website.
All right, cards are going down. She also wants those with the cards purely say. What do they say?
Yep.
Pat, if these were Mark Hartz, I would not communicate with him. Because
not communicate?
You're right. This is a scammer. And that flowery language, he copied and pasted that off of another site. So.
So it's.
I'm sorry. I've got to tell you the truth.
Well, yeah. Hartz, she wanted to know the
Nine of Diamonds. Indecision, because this guy's slippery. And then you've got Six of Spades, which is a card of caution. And right next to it, this here is traditionally referred to as the Devil's Bedpost. That is the Four of Clubs.
Great.
That's a card of huge setback. Yeah.
Well,
that's perfect. I mean, it couldn't be any clearer, right, Deborah?
Right.
She hates giving bad news.
Yeah, what's the name of this website, if you don't mind saying? Or if you do.
I don't know if I should say it over the air, but I sent it to you in message.
Okay.
Okay, we got you. I know we all have, in today's world we live in, we don't know what we can say over there and not get hammered.
Now,
right?
If you were to tell him in a reply saying, you know, I'm not feeling good about this, I don't feel like you're really who you say you are and are probably a scammer, the first thing they do is get very indignant. What? I'm no scammer. I'm a really good man looking for a good woman. And I'm telling you, they just are really good at conning women.
And now you have this inside info on the reading, so you can see where this goes and learn from it.
Yes.
Don't tell them maybe you don't know.
No, I'll play a little bit and see how you react.
Because it helps you get smarter for the next time when somebody comes along. I would play a little bit, too, to learn.
And
I'm not being stupid.
No, right, exactly, to learn from it. All right, right.
Also,
go ahead.
Well, there's websites you can go to and see if his name comes up. Like the FBI has a website. Interpol has a website for finding scammers.
Do you have to pay for those?
No, they want the information. They have whole, departments that are set aside for internet scamming, romance scams.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing at Jim. But, honey, I'm glad you asked this. Because...
I think you know me, Deborah. You know that I totally... trust your answers, whether they're good or not. I know you always feel bad to give bad news, but that's just as important or more important than good news. You know, I trust you implicitly, and this is why I call and ask you about it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Well, I looked at him, and it's like, well, this is cool. This could be really nice, or maybe he's a scammer, and you know, I don't know. So getting your reaction is real helpful.
Thank you. And another thing they do that everybody should be aware is they often will have a check sent to you that they need you to cash, and then they
want
money and wire somewhere. And then you get in trouble with bank fraud. So.
Oh, I know. I know all that.
I'm glad you know without having to learn it the hard way, because I'll tell you, for like a year of my life, Jim will tell you, I was mourning like there'd been a death. And
I'm so sorry.
It was really, really traumatic. So, yeah.
And it's a good subject matter that even though you are in the fault. It's a good subject matter that you bring so we can talk about it, because other people might not know about this type of stuff. So it's good that you brought this up.
Yeah, I'm really glad you did too.
It could help others that are listening.
You may have recently said there's going to be two men. I'm not sure if it was you, but over many months I've gotten messages saying there's going to be two, and watch out, the first one is bad and get away from him. It could be him, you know. It could be playing now. I don't know. Huh?
Yes, I would think so.
Okay, so I'll call you soon and ask you when is my love, true love coming. Away. Thank you.
Wait.
waste
stand by for your card. It is the Plated Gold Pathway Oracle card. So, excuse me, subject is, don't take this for granted. Maybe there shall be a leave someday if you're not paying any attention and noticing how things are serving you or how heartful this person is to you at the moment. So I think it's caution, basically. It's caution of what Deb said and what you said, except this was written in really bad English, and I don't understand for the life of me. I'm sorry, Pat, have a good one, and we shall talk again.
I'm confused. You said maybe this will be a what? Could you spell the next word?
What I just said?
You said maybe this could be a something for you. I didn't get that word.
I buried the card into the deck. I don't like to put them on top or bottom just in case when I'm doing readings. But the big picture was be cautious, and maybe the next time around it'll be better is what I was saying. It's some weird – that's my paraphrasing of it. I don't have the card handy right now.
Okay.
It's a big deck. I'm sorry. I buried it quickly, and I like to stick them in the middle. I didn't put it on top or the bottom. Sorry about that.
Feel better, Deborah. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's going to be about a year, though. So
it is what it is. But thank you. You, Pat, and your little...
your little chance there.
And the little doggies you're babysitting. Have a good night.
He's sending a disgruntled hello, but it's sending hello.
We understand. When you get to be an old-timer and you get dogs invading your space, it can kind of make you not happy.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right, guys.
Same thing for humans sometimes. All right, you have a good one.
Bye-bye, hon.
All righty.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to be too much of a distraction.
Why can't you just not do it?
Well, I'll put it small and not look at it. Because I want to answer everybody.
Well, don't. Otherwise, I don't need to be here. I can go out and drink beer and chase bitches. I don't need to be here if you want to sit here and answer everybody. I'm just saying.
Yeah, welcome to Jim's world.
Well, welcome to stay in your lane, chica. She's like a bad lady driver. She can't stay in her lane. She's over there typing. I'm like, every time you type something, it looks like I'm saying it. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I wanted to say hi to everybody.
You could,
but
just say it. They're here watching. You don't have to type it.
I feel bad for people like Pat because these guys are slick and they, often aren't even representative of what they, you know what I mean?
They obviously don't have a conscience. That's clear. You can't be in that business with a conscience. You can't. You gotta be focused on the prize, the money, and not worry about all the collateral damage. That's the business they're in.
And you know what they do?
That's all it is. They don't care.
They circulate your information. They have these offices set up where guys are at, and there's some women too, they're at these computer screens, and they'll pass your information around, and different people will talk to you. But they'll see how they've been,
And a lot of them, which is why Interpol and the FBI are so involved, a lot of them are enemies of this country.
Yes.
Which is why they think that they're doing good when they do bad to us. And a lot of that money, literally, and it's not a BS, goes back into some sort of terrorism funding.
And that's the thing.
It keeps cells alive. It supplies them. Gives them money to pay the rent of these little sleeper cells out there and stuff like that. A lot of it does do that. That's how they get the money.
And it ruins it for you.
They don't have jobs.
It ruins it for you good guys.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's easier the way
we get where we won't trust any of you.
It's the old...
It's what happened with pain medication. Some people came along and had to abuse it, and take it out in the street and sell it, and became addicted and blah, blah, blah. And now the rest of us basically have to beg for it. Because they now have a pain management clearinghouse that watches eagle-eyed. Remember?
Yes. Oh, God. It's ridiculous.
It is.
It's ridiculous. And it's like someday, not in our lifetime, there'll probably be a test. And they can see if you're – because all I get is see if you're genetically disposed to being addicted. Because it's quite obvious I'm not. Because I've been getting the oxy pills for years. But I get such small quantities over a long period of time. It's obviously I'm not addicted. Or it wouldn't be enough.
And
I tell them that. I was like, Jesus Christ, you give me 15 pills to last 4 months. Does that sound like an addict? Does it really?
My late husband was
he was stage four. He was terminal. And he could not get, he was like, Jim, the PA.
The local ones, because they're the ones under the most scrutiny.
They're scared. And yeah. when he spoke to the National Health Institute, they said, you can have all the oxycodone or Percocet or whatever
sure.
you want.
Well, your local family doctor, they're scared that somebody's going to yank their license. The feds are going to shut them down. So they're really hesitant.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't blame them. You know, they're just trying to treat them.
Helen has been with us for such a long time, and she's going to fall asleep, she said, but she can't. She wants us to do her reading over Facebook.
Okay, well, then get your cards ready.
They're ready.
All right.
Read it to me.
Let's see. She's going to have to sell her home. She's in battles of percentages with my son's father. He's trying to get half.
Yeah.
But he definitely doesn't deserve this. Will I win the battle and get the percentage I want?
Okay. Over here, a lot of it depends on paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
Over
and then,
there, might be different.
And then she wants to know, will I then, part two, buy a property and move in with Gavin as we got back together at Christmas after much talking. What do you think?
I remember the whole situation, Helen. So, well, that's nice that you got back together.
Yes, it's all back.
He really loves you, and I knew that from your cards. That's funny how exes can turn so evil. And a lot of times it's because they still love you. It doesn't make any sense to me, really.
Yeah, well, you know what
they still love you and they want to hurt you.
They say weird things, pleasure and pain. Sometimes there's fine lines, love and hate. Sometimes, depending on if it's like one of those highly charged relationships, can be fine line, they say. I think it's all garbage, but you hear people say that. Things are garbage. I think things are simpler in life than some people like to make it out to be.
Well, Helen, unfortunately, what you've asked me is coming through in the cards as a legal question. And you may have to battle it out.
Okay, and this is a UK, so not only are we not legal experts here, we're definitely not legal experts abroad. We're legal stupid when it comes to anything abroad.
And I'd hate to suggest anything here, except, well, you better make sure your I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and that you have good representation. And here's the thing, just as a little bit of a lesson here. My late husband had been married. They were going through a divorce at the time when we met. And he and his wife were fighting over everything. Vacuum cleaners and dishes.
Which is very typical, though.
Yes.
It is.
But I sat him down. We were.
It is.
Months were going by, and I said, Daryl, sign off on this. You've got your freedom. The world is full of houses. And refrigerators and vacuum cleaners. Buy your freedom. Like giving Brunhilde whatever she wants. And he did. And he ended up being very happy as a result. So. And you know what? Karma. Karma never sleeps. Here's the whole crux of the situation.
Crux. What about? Okay, go ahead. Anyway,
karma was watching. And. This woman was getting exorbitant child support, and she was also receiving alimony from Daryl. Well, their son was going to college, and the son decided, I want to go be with my dad, who was with me at the time. And, in fact, we got married. I think it was the day after his divorce was filed, but it took a long time. And she lost everything. She lost all that money because once he moved in with us, he became, what do you call it? Like
married?
No, he became Daryl's.
Oh, you're talking about.
Yeah.
He as in Josh.
Josh. Yeah. So she wasn't going to get child support.
It became like, he wasn't dependent on taxes, but he was
child maintenance.
It can be like head of household if you really got into the tax thing, except he was an adult. But it's the same thing. He was physically providing support,
not just
financially.
Because she fought over stuff. So I guess we all have to make our own.
Got a question.
Decision.
And maybe I should Google. I'm going to ask you, and if you don't know it, say, I don't know.
Just Google it so we can go on.
I just want to know where karma came from. What does that actually mean? Okay, well then screw it. People,
where it actually
our
came
people
from.
People will Google it for
tell
us.
Tell us if you know out there.
Yes.
But it is alive and well, let me tell you.
She says, yes, I understand. I will have a solicitor do the final legalities. All the contents are mine. It's just the house, and he stopped paying mortgage and was supposed to pay maintenance.
Well, then
you
may have,
a number of years, so
you might have leverage.
Yeah,
that.
And that stopping all that stuff, you know, and the, I don't know about there, but here, a lot of the banks and people that they're like, I don't know what you guys are doing, but somebody owes us a bunch of back mortgage. That's what they're going to say. We don't care about your divorce.
Yeah.
You know, the mortgage companies are like, yeah, that's, you guys have a good pissing contest. That's great. But we haven't gotten payment for a long time. So what the hell are you going to do about it? Either one of you.
Oh, so. He'll get bit in the butt yet for what he's doing. There's no doubt in my mind.
All right.
So.
And your lighted goal pathway oracle card reading says, take action. No more procrastinating because you are a well-planned person. You're a well-planned person. And well-prepared and therefore ready to make a move right now. And
there.
I think she was asking, is there going to be a move after this?
A move?
Is she going to, if after some
she's
kind of
moving
percentage.
Moving in with the other guy.
Will she move in with Gavin, she's asked. Did you see that, or did you see
said
it?
Will I
then buy a property or move in with Gavin,
oh,
one or the other?
Well, I'll lay him down again.
At Christmas. After much talking, because they got together right after Christmas. After much talking,
you are such a pretty lady and have so much to offer that Gavin should thank his lucky stars that you were willing to give this a try. Yeah.
Starlight,
yeah. So here we go.
First star I see tonight. Everybody's singing Donna.
You know, as we get older, it becomes kind of dicey. Do we want to move in with our partner, or do we kind of want to keep our own space?
When you're like in the 20s and 30s, it's not that big of a deal. When you start getting older, like, that's kind of a big deal because I've gotten used to some things now over the years. Do I really want to? Because when you move in with somebody, there is give and take. We all know that. There is, I don't give a crap how close you are together. There's going to be compromise on some things, and you have to decide, am I willing to do that?
And you wouldn't be because you like your sports. Sports reigns here.
Oh, it does not.
It does. He has to watch his sports. And I'm
really?
A wife for you or a girlfriend might say, hey, pal, I'd like to do a little something different today.
Really? You know? So every Sunday, we never go anywhere on Sunday because I stay and watch sports.
No, but you.
Well, then that's a dip because I'll tell you, when I was living by myself, I didn't have to go anywhere on Sunday because I had watched sports at home. So that's not true. But go ahead.
Okay, Helen. Yes, I feel you're going to move in with Gavin. It's going to be, you guys will have to kind of hammer out, like Jim was saying, how the give and take is going to be.
Yeah, you know what? There's a risk with everything you do, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, though, we women are really different. We really feel our feelings when somebody ends a relationship with us. I mean, men are different. They don't realize what they had till they miss it and they don't have it anymore. And that's when they start, reminiscing and crying in their beer. And they realize, boy, I really messed up.
She says she doesn't like liminal. She stays with him a lot, so may as well be there. So basically,
I think you're, and it'll be better for the money.
They're already doing it anyway,
yeah.
So she's like, might as well anyway. And she does say, though, he has to learn to share.
That's right. Tell him he's gotta. That's the law of the land.
And a lot of the problem is when you should be moving in together, but if you move in with him, he might not look at that as moving in together.
Might not.
He might say, oh, you're moving into my place, so I am still in charge type of attitude.
So they may want to get a place together.
That depends on the people. That could be a thing. It might not be if you've already been doing it for a long time. I'm just saying. And the fact that you said, got to learn to share, says, maybe he's not keen on all that sharing stuff, right?
And an argument, whose house does that become? Are you living in his house or are you living in your house? You know what I mean? It can be a double-edged sword. Maybe going out and getting a place together where your names are both on it.
But that's probably not financially advantageous now because he's already got a place.
And I've done some research on England's real estate and how it all works. You guys have kind of a hinky system over there. I mean, over here, it's like, as long as you don't have a credit rating that's like in the pooper, you're going to be able to work out some kind of creative financing to get some kind of...
It could be in the pooper and you could work out something, but you might not like the percentage rate.
True, but it seems, well, just from what it seemed like a lot of property there gets handed down, in generations, or you get left a nice big inheritance and you go buy a house, stuff like that.
Yeah. And she says she's been telling him, hey,
what?
It's not going to be your house, it's going to be our house. So I guess she's trying to get him the, and that might be hard for any, it could be man, woman, swap the roles. And it could still be hard for somebody to say, it's been my house for how many years, now I got to say it's not. It could be hard to do that for a person, not just a man, a woman too. So good luck to you, Helen.
A lot of issues.
She says he won't move from his house. He doesn't like change because of the Asperger thing he has.
Oh, yeah.
But you can help yourself if you have some things. There are things you can do to help yourself if you have stuff.
You can
go out and seek help instead of saying, I have Asperger. Well, he didn't say it, but he can't say, I have Asperger's and I don't move from my house. It's like, you know.
And I bet you we have a mental health professional in our group that would probably say, yes, indeed, there's help.
A lot of people, I've seen a lot of mental health professionals that don't necessarily agree with that Asperger thing. So.
Well, that's the thing, too.
A lot of them say that's a bullshit thing.
My deceased husband's wife had convinced this child that they had, that he had Asperger's and bipolar. She was taking him around.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it actually turned out to seem more like abuse.
Well, it's more like she had all the problems.
Not maybe Munchausen by proxy.
She was the one that was the cuckoo in the nest. Remember One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? What a great movie. She was the cuckoo.
Yeah, when he went to move in with us, this poor boy in college, she had a sheriff come and escort him off the
cuckoo,
property.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
And threw most of his belongings in a dumpster. So that's a mama for you.
Yeah, well, look where she is now. Living the high life.
And guess who he calls mom now?
Word up on that.
I used to tease him and say, tell your mother that I'm turning you into a warlock. Because she was convinced that I was some evil, conniving witch.
She could have. They never, ever, 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 of all the Lord of the Ring movies I've seen, I've never seen a female dwarf. But if they ever casted one, she could be it. And you know it. Not all. But the size and shape. Not because they would have had to do some hair, obviously all of the hair stuff, but if there ever was going to be, we shall introduce female dwarves into our Lord of the Rings series, that bitch would have been number one.
Yeah, how come they don't have female dwarves?
He talked about it once.
Oh.
It was funny. Gimli did in The Ones That Loved Him. He talked about it in, I think it was the second movie of the three big movies about why they, and it was funny. But anyway, I don't know. We should get on to our callers. Thank you so much, Helen.
Good luck to you, Helen. I think that guy, though, will toe the line for you because he loves you very dearly.
And you guys...
Might be a little grumpy here and there.
You guys have been together more than a week or two, so you got some history, which helps. All right. Let's rock and let's roll. We're going to go to area code 775. I believe it's Wendy. Hey, Wendy, thank you for holding for a long time.
Yeah,
Wendy.
I'm glad you went to her before we go to, of course, our Arizona correspondent.
Yeah, well, Wendy, please give us some updates.
Yes. Hey, Wendy, hello.
Are you here, Wendy?
Hello. Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, give us some updates. We know you had a lot of stuff going
on. We want the good news.
Or news. Where are you at?
Well, thank you both. I confirmed by email today that insurance company I'm battling has confirmed to my attorney that they received my appeal, And my attorneys say we'll know a lot more within a month. And they say that the first step is for our claims rep to review the appeal. And hopefully it'll be approved right there. If not, then it goes, it's passed on to a specialist.
Yeah.
And the initials of this woman's name are A like Apple, G like Girl. So my attorneys reiterated again that they're extremely confident in my potential success. So it's moving forward. I got curious and I looked up stuff online. If we were off the radio, I would tell you exactly what I did. I'd tell you the name of the person, but this person has been in some federal cases and battled attorneys with this company. But I have very strong attorneys, and I really do not think that they would keep saying that they have a strong case if it wasn't true. So this is where we're at. It's going to be reviewed by somebody in the claims department, and probably that person will be afraid to approve it. And then it might be eventually go to an appeal with this woman with initials AG. Okay. What are you picking up today?
Okay. Well, I am going to lay your cards out right now. You know, something I wonder as I'm laying out your cards, the government has oversight committees. Why doesn't the insurance business, you know, oversight where they are?
I think they are regulated and they are. I don't think it's oversight. Like, I know what you're talking about, like
where they look at
a lot of it is the ones that are like energy related. A lot of it is bank related, because those ones can really, really do some stuff right off the bat and affect the entire economy. Where insurance, they screw people over, but they don't necessarily affect the whole global world, our economy. So there are a little watch over agencies, but how deep they do it, not so much in the insurance world.
It's kind of sad because there could be a lot of
have to get like licenses to practice insurance. So there is a little bit of oversight, but it's not active. Like they watch every case of theirs or anything like that. You can make complaints. You know how complaints can go. Complaints can go to deaf ears. If they get one or two, like, well, that's one or two people. You know, they'd have to have a lot probably.
I feel bad for this woman with the initials AG. Okay, Wendy? Because they are going to lean on her hard, not
they
your attorney.
The company she works
the
for,
company.
Right? Of course.
And they are going to say, you find a way to disqualify this, with the terminology. Yeah, you find a way. And this woman is going to feel,
business,
she's going to feel so broken because her own integrity says you deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like being a mafia hitman. You never want to be a mafia hitman or a muscle guy.
Guess what you're gonna do?
You got to go see Bob, and you got to break his fingers.
Well, I'm gonna share something with you guys that I haven't told you. I want to be careful, but there was a show called 60 Minutes, and they did an expose about a major insurance company that I know very well, which would really show a lot of insight as to why I feel the way they do. And they apparently in this expose they would give bonuses to people, and if they couldn't find a reason to deny a claim, they would send it to certain doctors that were on staff because they knew they would deny it.
Yep.
And but I will tell you something. Exhibit A on my appeal is going to have photographs of the reconstruction of my finger. Photographs you would never want to see, Deborah or Jimbo. And
I only like watching.
What?
I only like pictures of nude women.
Oh God!
But anyway, go ahead.
Ignore him.
I wouldn't want to see that really nasty, hurt fingers, damaged fingers. I feel pain when I see
don't
those.
Don't be surprised if you find out that her position has been refilled, because yours isn't the first one that she. Really, I mean, this woman needs to get in a better line of business because she's got She has too much.
Oh, she has a soul.
Yeah.
A conscience. She's not evil and satanic. Yeah.
So if you find out that, well, you're going to be dealing with, or that...
That AG is no longer the person that's part of your thing. It's because she probably said, enough is enough. I'm not that person, you know?
And that's what it looks
like.
Well,
I think that with the third party, when I had that in-home assessment and my doctor's information and the MRIs, CT scans, et cetera, I think there's going to be a tremendous pressure on this company to approve this. So I do have compassion for people. I'm a good person. And I can actually understand what you said, where this AG woman may just resign, because I could not do that to a human being. When I was working, these were human beings to me when an ID number came across my screen. And I had integrity, I'm proud to say. So I will heed your word, and that she's, well, there is a chance it might be approved by the first claims person.
And I would love that. I'd love that for you.
But it's probably not typical.
I know you would. But then it would go to AG or whoever. So is it going to be approved by the first claims person or go to AG or whoever?
Did you see anything? Did you see if it was going to...
I just saw this woman's heavy heart.
So it's probably going to her if you saw that.
If I saw that, yeah.
So she probably, since she sees this woman having a turmoil about this, that means it's going to AG likely is what you saw. Otherwise, she wouldn't be in the picture.
Well, that is true. And so, she, you know what, though? My feeling is she's done her time. She should collect her retirement and go enjoy herself. Because that is, when I look at your cards, and I know the insurance company you're talking about.
Yep.
Because we've, early on, mentioned.
You've given enough clues, anyway, early on.
They are a bunch of crooks.
And
they
are. Let's get Wendy's. Let's wrap it up. Okay, so that's where we are. Let's do the... Her Oracle card is Be Confident. Let's see. Make more eye contact and spontaneous communication. Open your heart, take a deep breath, and activate more self-confidence. You are simply amazing. I think that is stay involved with what your situation is. Don't sit back. Don't be afraid to ask your lawyer for updates.
Yeah, well.
Don't be afraid. Yeah. Don't be afraid.
Be active.
Be active. And if you feel like it's been a lull of silence, hey, what's up? I want to know the status, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm being very, very careful because I'm not calling the insurance company a crook.
No.
I'm just saying, look at the history and make your own decision.
I am with you 100% because one thing we have to remember in the United States of America, if somebody forms a company, why do they do it? Because they want
to make money.
They do. They do. So one would hope that they would care about helping people along the way, but they're going to default to their... A lot of them have shareholders, stock, that they're responsible for.
Well, even look at our medical profession. What are they? They want to make money.
And then sometimes...
Well, picture's worth a thousand words. This shows pictures of my finger being reconstructed.
Right.
And I am right-handed. And then also the result is when your hands are bandaged up for weeks, then your other fingers can get bent and stiff, and my other two fingers on my hand are curved under. How can I button a button,
right.
Zip up, et cetera? So in a month, we'll all know more. Will I be happy in a month? Will I feel more... like this is going to be resolved in my favor?
Well, Wendy, we need you to call another time.
It didn't jump out in the first card.
And I would need to keep laying them out. And I just noticed, boy, our time is passing.
Yeah, so she didn't see it in the first lay about that. She just saw that there's an AG involved, which means it's likely going to AG. And that's what she was wondering. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much, Wendy. And thank you for we were wondering.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from you for a little bit, so we were wondering what the update was.
Well, we will keep the faith with you.
Yeah, we're on your side. And we know, pretty confident I am without the cards, that she's going to get what she wants.
It just sucks that she has to keep going through all the
terrible,
all the paperwork and bullcrap. Yeah, but they can't deny her ultimately if it goes to court. Yeah.
All right, hon. Take care.
Thank you.
Yes, I'll rehearse.
We hope that it doesn't have to go to court because you know that'll drag it out even longer. I know, Deb. I know. Thank you. Hello. All right. Thank you. Here's look at, she just crossed the line again and went into my lane and knocked stuff over. That's our Debbie. Yes, indeed. All right.
You too have got me in stitches. I swear to gosh.
She's the most patient woman. One of the most patient women on the planet.
There she is, folks. There's our Lisa, the Arizona. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think I'm still in the same blue ball concentric circle locked in.
Okay. It's only been 24 hours.
Last night we had a horrible storm here, and it kept me awake. So I was awake at 1 a.m., and I thought I'd come out to the living room. I fell asleep on the recliner, and I thought, oh, yeah, I'm asleep now. And then my neighbor slammed his door about 8:30 because another person down the street wanted him to give him a drive somewhere to the store, whatever. And then so I had been just doing domestic stuff, frozen because the ground is frozen, so I'm frozen in my house. I can't go out. It's just a bad storm we had. The surfaces are starting to thaw out. So I was back to making soup with leftover veggies, and I made the squash and gave it to the neighbor, and we were chatting it up. And Deb, through the card show, because I'm just same situation, fainting, wanting them. Don't want to eat the squash. I want to eat him. You know, what?
Let me think. Squash in human flesh.
Is he going to taste better than squash?
Yes, you know.
I think he will. You know what? I love hot dogs. They're right up my alley, and I'm off the hot dogs for a long time now.
Hopefully it's not a hot dog non-toy event.
And funny enough, he doesn't like hot dogs. Isn't that funny?
Really?
A lot of people don't because they know how they're made.
Yeah, but some of them are very high quality.
Oh, I love hot dogs.
Yeah. You get the all beefs. They're pretty good.
And I'm kind of a sausage girl myself. I really love them. The hotter, the better.
Well, and the hot spicy. Italian, right?
Yeah.
Actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
To get away from all this little
innuendo.
Yeah. You know, we don't have, believe it or not, we don't have a lot of butcher shops here in Hampton Roads, Virginia.
No, it's all
and I don't know. I don't know if that's everywhere. Maybe big cities, but we got like one place that's a really good butcher shop.
Which one?
Central Meats.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And they have like habanero sauce. I mean, they kill their animals. They're making it themselves.
Wow.
And they have habanero sausages and great chorizo and all sorts of awesome. They have one called a lava sausage. It's pretty
good.
It's not as hot as you think, but it's pretty hot.
Yeah.
What do you got? For those out there that like hot sausage, let's get back now in the innuendos.
We're going down around that same track.
Oh, we're going in the ditch? Are we going in
the
ditch?
Show his love for you.
Love
the card show, he's starting to, what's a good word? I guess I don't want to
his pants? In front of me?
I'm button
for me?
I will tell you what, I would be amazed to ever hear that happening.
Well, then, see, here we go. Everybody's going to be like, oh, here it is again. Deb is team neighbor. For Lisa and you.
Yeah, you're team Lisa, not team neighbor. You're team Lisa, and you want the neighbor to be on team Lisa also.
He's doing a lot of thinking about the woman from the past in the sense of remembering, okay?
Oh.
Remembering feelings. They're reawakening. Not for her. It's about you. All right.
Okay.
Remember, I really feel This is just my own perception.
Oh,
I really feel the man has been hiding out. And
you know,
as a,
I resonate with that, with what he has said to me and what you say, Deb, because what stuff you pick up? You pick up a lot of stuff. And he was a little bit on me. And when that happens, you know, I'm always afraid of his temper. And I keep telling him, you know, I don't want to revisit the temper. He says, I've never gotten mad at you. And then I've said, because he was telling me I don't have enough fun, that I worry too much, and blah, 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 and he's listing the stuff. And then I called him back, and I said, do you think I'm a dud? Because I thought I was the fun time girl with him. And he said, no. And so we were going on and on about that. And so that meant that he had to come over, and we had to talk about it more. And then, you know, we resolved that. And then I said, you know, there are a lot of things that I, he said, you just should be doing more fun things. And I said, there are a lot of things I do that I don't tell you about.
You should tell him. Well, yeah, I'd like to have fun. The biggest fun that I can have is having my ravenous sexual appetite satisfied.
Yeah, and heaven forbid, don't say it in any other way, of course. You should say it just like that. Like you're on a lifetime movie. Like you're on a lifetime movie.
Tell him you're insatiable.
I'm insatiable. And, you know, that was a porn movie.
And I would point, see, I would tease him too a little bit. I'd point at him and say, and you're very much responsible because every time I see you, you're like a great big, what could we call this? Like a cheesecake.
Forbidden fruit?
Yes, like that. And say, I just want to just devour it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, see what kind of response you get.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
somebody's got to put their foot in it.
Wait a goddamn.
I've been putting my foot in it, though. And I
you know what?
That he might tell me to take many foots away from him.
Lisa just took the words out of my mouth.
That she's done enough?
She's already gone above and beyond the call of her duty as a woman. She is. She should get some kind of special bonus, you know, for doing all the stuff she's doing and still trying.
Wonder if they have a good gigolo service down there.
What does that matter?
Because I think she needs to get this out of her system.
She can find guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Find
guys. I'm riveted on him. You know what? That could be a good suggestion down the road if something pops up along the way in another situation. But I did say a few times to him, I said, you know, I don't even tell you all the stuff that I do to go have fun. So there you go. So I don't know.
She could be a woman of the night, and he has no idea.
She's doing, she can do no more, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Lisa can do no more. It's not, if everything is in his court, or whatever you want to say. He has to do, he has to take some action. If you don't take action,
yep.
You are still taking action. If
that
you do
is
nothing.
An action.
If you do nothing, yeah. you have chosen an action.
That's very
nothing.
True.
That is true.
So,
it's like,
I mean,
Jeff, like,
do you see any action? I mean, we're going to go to dinner on the 21st. That's next Tuesday. Is it going to be blasé? Is it going to be boring? Is it going to be where he's watching boundaries? Is it going to be he steps over the line? Is it going to be,
I think he's going to try to hold himself a little in check.
This is part two of the couple thing, right, that you had the other night?
Yeah.
And
Roger,
you know,
that.
He may, remember, his perception may not be the same as yours as far as Yeah. And so he might be a little skewed as far as knowing what messages you're sending or trying to send. He may not be picking up on him. I don't mean to say he sounds like he's an idiot. He's not. But
well, maybe
I think
he is.
Time out. As far as I'm a member of the man council, as far as being a man, he's a village idiot. If a woman throws all these signals out and you take no action at all, you are taking a
ran my finger along his neck, the side of his neck when he was holding the phone up for us to both talk to his two different friends that are both 30 friendships with him on Sunday. And I ran my finger. He was leaning up against the wall, and I was leaning up right there with him. And we were both talking to his friends. I ran my finger up and down his neck, and he just kept talking. He did look at me at some point to acknowledge what his friend was saying, because they were talking about having flu. And so it didn't, like, scare him. He didn't run the other direction, but I don't know.
If I was him, no, it's a totally different hypothetical thing, no cards. If I was him and I was not taking any action on this at all after all she's done, I would want my best friend to take me all back and shoot me in the head and put me out of my misery. Because I no longer should be alive if I can't react to this.
I don't know, Deb. Maybe I need to lick his ear or something if we're going to be sitting in a booth together. I mean, would he – what do you think he would vomit or
– He would what? What if you what?
Vomit or run the other way or just sit there or –
If you
if
did
I
what?
Licked his ear at dinner, if I just leaned over and licked his ear.
I think if you licked, I think there's nothing you could do that would make this man react. I think it's almost like he's a eunuch.
We have to remember
that. I wonder, do you know that he has testicles? Have you seen them? I don't know, because this is acting like somebody that has no sex drive whatsoever.
Maybe, but it could be based on medication that he's taking, you know, that has screwed up
I'm sure it is, of course.
Well, that does affect it. And women get affected, too, you know, by different medications.
Typically for a guy, it doesn't keep them from trying to go for that touchdown. They just can't get into the end zone. So typically for a guy, medication's affecting them. They try to go bada bing, bada bang, but then they don't bada bing. He's not even trying to bada bing, bada bang. He's not making any moves on her. Got me? You got what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I get
bottom line is what I'm saying is that medications are typically erectile dysfunction type things, not for a guy trying to get her.
No.
So usually they get to the point where they want to get it up. Hey, baby, get it up. And they can't.
Daryl's blood pressure medicine affected him greatly that way.
So he
had to go get the blue pill.
Yes, but that doesn't keep him from trying to bang. It just keeps him from being able to bang.
Yeah, he said that, well, it was frustrating because he had no desire because of the pills.
You know.
What?
I am done. I hate excuses, you know. What did Tapper say? I don't embrace problems. I embrace solutions. You know, even if you're like, you know, I have this certain medication, there's no way I can get a boner. You know what? He can still have a lot of other types of fun. He can do some oral sex on her and have fun. You can do a lot of things you can do.
There's
a lot of things you can do without getting
That's
a Woody.
Very true. Very true.
That's why I am a member of the Man Council, and I think his card's in jeopardy. He might lose his card.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, now try to be as honest as you can. If things continue this way, let's say this is what you're going to get.
Good question.
Would it be worth it to you to risk confronting him in a non-defensive, you know, aggressive type of manner?
Yeah, you know, one of my girlfriends said that I'm probably not ready to hear from him. Like, I'm probably not ready to unveil the painting to find out what's under the painting, under the cup, you know, like asking him, you know, like asking him point blank again. But you know what? I think, and I did call him tonight. He said, you need to have more fun because you're too stressed out. And I said, well, you don't know half the things that I do to have fun. And the other half is, I told him, I'm filling up my dance card. So I don't know if that made any impact. I don't have, you know, whatever.
Your dinner's going to be very nice. And like I said, I think he's going to hold himself back because he was acting like a boyfriend at the first dinner.
Yeah.
Like a boyfriend, like the first 4 weeks
or less a boyfriend when you really can't keep your hands off each other type thing.
It was.
That's like the first 2, 3, 4 weeks of really being a getting together.
Yeah, you're all handsy.
It's like we don't care who's around. We got to touch somewhere somehow. Yeah. And that's normal for that type of thing, for that. But.
And if you were to listen here, no, wouldn't the other couple kind of notice that?
They were already noticing last
night. They probably get nauseated and throw up.
It's the old get a damn hotel room theory.
They would say, take a room, Lisa.
Get a room, yeah. Get a room, exactly. It's that type of thing. It's like, we went out as a couple to have dinner. If you guys want to go bang, leave us alone. Just don't sit down, that type of thing. Exactly, get a room. It's the old get a room thing. Yep. So what do you got there, Deb? You have many cards in front of you. Anything else
beyond
that?
He's taking baby steps. And for you heteros out there, you probably are thinking, oh, well, you know, that's ridiculous. He should be hard charging this. But I think the poor guy's got, you know, some issues.
He's taking baby steps like a tree grows. You have to have, like, you have to go out and take pictures every 3 months to see it actually move. Baby steps.
You know, I did ask him if he's taking medication. Did he tell me the truth? He said no, because he licks his lips a lot. And I said, well, I have something for your licking lips.
She does.
Cotton mouth, maybe.
Dry. Yeah. He says he has dry lips. And I said, well I have something for your lips.
A lot of people, it's an old habit after they've done for years and years. It can be a nervous thing. They lick their lips, tap their fingers. And they'll do some things when they're nervous. And that could be his thing. I don't know.
We also can't leave out of, well, let me see. I was going to say, you know, there are some people that are asexual. They really don't. He may cavort or romp with the boys.
What was the first word you used?
Cavort.
I've never heard of that word, cavort.
Look
at the hell was that?
Look it up.
I've never heard of that word, cavort. Okay, but anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, that might be kind of his kink. But otherwise, maybe he, you know, I've known some women that said, I have no interest. I'm completely indifferent. And they were younger women. They just said, don't feel interested sexually.
Well, tonight he was staring at my crotch a lot, and he was smiling at my pant legs. I had on different kinds of pants, and he was, and the way he was looking, you know, I'm like, dude, what's going on here?
You just, he's looking at your crotch. No. You should say, tell him, say, hey, D, say, open sesame.
No, first of all, timeout text. If I'm staring at a girl's crotch, that means that I'm picking on a landing site that I want to get into soon, first of all. And or maybe he was looking at her crotch saying, I wonder what that would look like with a freaking Wiener schnitzel and a couple tennis balls underneath it. Maybe he was like, what would that crotch look like if it was a man crotch? Maybe he was thinking.
I don't know. Good.
If I'm looking at a woman's crotch, that means I am picking out a landing zone.
Do you look at his crotch?
Well, she always does.
Hell yes.
Yeah, come on, I can answer that.
Tonight, I thought it looked kind of big.
Oh, was it the way the moon was? It looked bigger than normal? Is it because of the...
Yes.
Well, you know, if the moon is in the right position, the crotch can look
also
bigger.
I wear a bib because I'm drooling so bad when I'm around him.
Indeed.
Do you get the sense that he is aware, you know, with all of this?
Oh.
Is he aware of the attraction?
I'm wondering, because the way he was looking at me tonight, and that seems to be the case with the most recent times that we've been together, it's like he's, I don't know, like he is aware and that he's feeling the same is what I pick up. But I could be misreading it. I could be misjudging it. I don't know. It just made me wonder. Do you think he's aware that I am into him?
Oh, yeah. And I think he's just having problems. I don't know.
He has to
There's men that are listening.
You know what?
They could tell
us. First of all, I don't even care. Heterosexual, homosexual, he has to be aware. I don't give a damn. If he's not aware,
then he's an actual alien. He's not even from this planet. He's not aware.
No, I think he's pretty aware.
He has to be. Like I said, if he's not aware, he's from another galaxy. That's all I'm saying.
Don't you guys also have this fear? And Jim, I don't think we've ever really touched on this.
Let's
don't
this
men
fear.
Have
let's
this fear,
fear
that if he becomes very intimate with her, she's going to fall in love, he's going to feel the grab, and then it's like their relationship is going to be over. You know, the grab, when you feel the grab.
At this point, as long as they have been together, that fear should be gone for a guy. He either knows he wants it or he doesn't, and he makes a statement. Friends only. He doesn't.
Oh, like he's trapped. If we have a sexual encounter,
yeah,
that
he's
trapped.
Yeah, what she's saying basically is he's afraid he's going to ruin something that he feels is good, right?
Yeah, and then but he may worry that, oh boy, now she's fallen in love
because
and now
that.
I got to break her
because
heart.
Of that, because of that. Yeah, he's worried that if he changes any path that you're already on, it's going to go down. You're going to get hurt. He's going to be a dick. Head and you know he'll never see each other again. I can see that, but still, are you putting the cards down again?
Yeah,
oh,
but look,
we're gonna take another caller.
And you know the thing is, Lisa, we women look at the sex act. You said it the other day, Jim, about how we're by nature looking for what the best mating partners.
It's the Darwin, the species DNA Darwin thing is. I mean, look at. They give typically the male species that has, they don't, it doesn't matter how old they are. They have sperm forever and they just want to just give that to everything. And the women are the ones like, not so fast, buddy. You two people should compete and fight for each other so I can choose the best one. And that's for the species. They don't, it's in their DNA, you know?
So it's like inherent where even though we're not at an age where we want to have any more children.
It's inherent, but for humans, obviously, it's going away much faster than the regular species.
I've got to tell you this, Lisa. I have to. I quickly laid them down again. Now, somebody out here has got to be honest and admit that this could very likely be true.
About?
He's afraid he can't please her. He's afraid he's got performance anxiety.
Well,
I'll
say I'm a helper. He says we're a good team.
And remember, they don't drink.
Who
and
cares about
alcohol
drinking?
Alcohol is a great icebreaker.
Alcohol is a great icebreaker, but it doesn't enhance performance.
No, it probably dulls it, if
yes,
anything.
And they don't drink, so that's not an issue.
Well, that's what the cards, excuse me, just said. He has concern. You know, we can't get inside his head.
No.
This man could have serious self-esteem issues, self-image problems. You know, probably needs to see a therapist.
He could have 565,000 problems, or he could actually be a lifetime gay guy.
But he would, I personally
I just throw it out there.
I've read cards for a lot of gay men. And lesbians. And the thing is, they would back off from somebody that was looking for, you know, a relationship that's not feasible for them, that that's not where their interest lies.
And that's what you told him yesterday. It was on my vision board to find love with honesty and integrity. And then here we're at it again today. We're close. Yeah. He's standing close. We're, you know, and then he told me the same thing. He said, I'm looking for love too. And so I don't know. I have to go back to maybe it's the performance issues. Who knows? And I have asked him, are you on medication?
Well, also, he feels that's intrusive. I don't know. But he could be taken. Did you say he works out or he is a
yes,
active?
Yes, he does.
Could
oh, yeah.
be taking supplements. You know, I had a lady come to me. Her son was practically suicidal. He was a bodybuilder, and she said, please try to help me. Excuse me. She said, he is suffering severe depression. He's very fatalistic. He starts relationships with women. He can't keep it going. And I looked at the cards, and I said, oh, my God, he takes supplements, doesn't he?
And she said, yes. She goes, he has a whole shelf full of this stuff. And it can have like a rebound effect. And I mean, he might be just taking something, over the counter.
Except that means that person that you talked about actually climbed in the sheets with people.
Well,
he's not even doing that.
I don't know. Why don't you just throw it out sometime and say, hey, want to go for a throwdown and see how he looks at you?
You know, sometimes our young
years.
He's
that close and personal today, even after I said it's on my vision board. I said, I got my pottery wheel through my vision board. I got this tutorial on my vision board. And now I'm looking for love. And he said, I'm looking for love too. So, and he's up close, personal in the kitchen today. We were talking, yakking it up, and he's up close, personal. There was no personal space between us. So maybe the baby steps. I don't know.
Well, we're getting closer in our analysis, I think. I also wonder if he has maybe premature ejaculation or...
Hey, that's okay. I'll tell him.
I got it. Oh, my God.
There are ways to work with that. Oh, Kim has got to go get another drink.
No, I'm getting a non-alcoholic drink because I can't even believe I'm hearing this shit.
Well, if you've never suffered from premature ejaculation, I don't think you'd know what fear that
oh.
is.
Oh! Do suffer from premature ejaculation, guess what I'm doing? I'm having sex and ejaculating. He's not!
Yippee!
He's not doing it, Deb.
Some kind of ejaculation.
He's got some kind of fear there.
Yeah. I think his fear is that Dana loves her.
But he doesn't want her body.
He likes the Wiener Schnitzel Gruben.
Gruben. What's Gruben?
I think that maybe he might as well face it. He's addicted to man meat. It'll take a little Robert Palmer and change the lyrics around.
Well,
but he loves her so much, so he's having problems. I don't know. But you see positive things in the cards. I don't see anything negative in my... I'm just saying she has to keep riding the train, unfortunately. So
well, right,
station.
You do. And
you
there's
have,
nothing wrong with being a horny lady.
Yeah, and there's another, and you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything wrong. You're
but
not in danger.
Deb, you see that he really doesn't want my body. Is that what you see? You see for sure that he doesn't.
No,
she doesn't see that. I said that.
I end up caving to the peer pressure around here.
She was paraphrasing my synopsis. That's not what she sees at all.
No, I see it differently.
No. Yeah, she sees it differently.
I think the man is struggling. I think he's very much like you, trying to figure out what is this feeling and why do I want her so much? And, you know, sometimes people run from the very thing they want.
I don't even know why we can't lay on the couch side by side. Why can't we just do that?
Have you offered that?
I don't know why. I don't know if he'd shut it down if I offered it. I'm afraid to offer him anything more because I'm afraid
because
it would be a shutdown, and that I'd get angry, and then I would just go to the bar and pick the first man and bring him home in front of him. I'd say, "Hey, meet so and so, and if we make a lot of noise, just call me and ask me to tone it down." I'd be so fucking pissed at him if he told me,
"You know,
no."
I agree, and someday you may get to that point where you do that.
That's when I think he's going to get it all figured out.
Or not. But
or
someday
not.
But someday you're going to get to the point. And obviously you're okay right now not getting to that point. You don't have to look at that.
Well, if they have good comments, you should share them.
And I would. But sometimes...
You know, my girlfriends have said, I just don't want to hear the answer, you know, one more time. I just don't want to ask him one more time. I just don't want to do it. And I'm not ready to hear the answer out of his mouth. I'm just not. But it doesn't make sense. You know, the body language, you know, yesterday we were talking and I said, you know, it's on my vision board to find love. And he said, that's what he wants. And then today we're up close and personal talking and yakking it up, breathing each other's air into each other's mouths. And
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I really think you're doing the right thing. Like Jim said, you've got to.
Oh, regardless. It doesn't matter. Deb has cards.
And, yeah.
I don't. Mine's pure opinion. Mine's pure right, pulling stuff out of my butt here. She has cards. So she's going to be more accurate. I'm just a guy's opinion, but she's going to be more accurate. And even from my point of view, you can't jump off the train. You will always wonder for the rest of your life, forever and ever. And that may eat you up.
Quite an albatross to carry with you.
It could eat you up.
Yeah.
It could eat you up for years and years to come.
This is all happening for a reason.
Yep.
And my role, the way that I see it as an intuitive therapist and what I do, you know, as a life coach and all that,
mm-hmm.
is to walk along with you. Offer guidance as needed, but it's never to judge or tell you what to do or anything. You've got to find your own answers that way.
I'm with you
every step of the way.
None of us here judge the people that are here. If anything, like I said, both of us are on Team Lisa, even though I have different comments. We are on Team Lisa. And I still believe you cannot deviate from the path you're on. I'm just saying, I don't like a lot of the things that I'm saying.
Well, he needs something from her. He's getting some emotional nurturing from her.
Well, they have a good bond. Yeah. It's just, I don't know that they have the same goal at the end. That's all we don't know. I don't know. And maybe he doesn't know. I don't know. It's just, I don't have cards, and I just don't like a lot of his negative responses.
Well, and here's the thing.
If he was my buddy, I would slap him in the face.
I'm a super nosy lady. And if I were his friend, I'd be asking him all kinds of stuff like,
oh, you're a chick.
Have you ever done a threesome with guys? And,
well,
you know
what, Deb? Did you say that he's afraid one of the possibilities is that we'll go to bed and then he'll make a decision that he should walk away from me and he doesn't want to put me in some kind of painful emotional state?
Only because some men do not want the commitment that goes with the act. Because women, we're built differently.
There is a point, even like the guys that are players out there.
Yeah.
When they're players, they don't want to get too close and actually like the person to play with. Because then they're like, I don't really want to hurt the person because I actually kind of like her, even though I don't want to be with her.
And the thing is, though, on our side.
That's a player, that's a younger player guy mentality.
On our side, we're letting somebody else inside of our bodies. You know, it's a whole different
world.
We're the receivers, you know.
Yeah.
So all this stuff with, you know, mental, psychological, all that stuff, you know, sometimes you got to go all the way back to when they were children.
Yeah. You know, I remember, what was that? Was that in the 90s when somebody wrote that book, Men Are From Venus and Mars? What was that? Women Are From Venus, Men Are From Mars?
Yeah.
I read that book.
Yeah.
I wanted to find that guy and end his life force. Because he ruined women with that book. He did. If you ever read the book, he ruined them.
Well,
he probably
filling up my dance card, keep busy, and not focus on any one person here, especially my neighbor. I mean,
you know, Lisa, what I think would be tragic, seriously, is if you take dates with other men and, you know, follow through with that, and then you meet somebody that really clicks with you, and then your neighbor's ready. That would be tragic to me.
Yeah, it would make her position, she would feel even worse.
And that happens.
Right? And it could happen.
Yeah.
And then you got to sit down and do some internal struggling and thinking, like, maybe it's time to move on, even though she can't. Who can? I'm glad I'm not in your shoes, is all I got to say. But we are still on Team Lisa.
I don't want you to stop calling us. You know, remember, what we do here, we pay for, and we offer it free.
Yeah, and you can't pull the plug. I feel if you just bailed out and, like, moved away, you would wonder for the rest of your life.
You would.
Even if this doesn't turn
out. Not if I found someone that I clicked with on every level, because sometimes, believe me, sometimes this gets to a point where I just think, what the hell am I doing?
You could find the perfect man and become soulmates and get married and whatever, and you can still wonder back what would have happened if this would have been it.
You will.
You want to put this, you want to end this, good or bad?
Or else if the timing right now is not right.
Good or bad, right. Doesn't have to be now.
It doesn't mean it couldn't be right in the future.
It doesn't have to be like tomorrow.
You might go on, have another boyfriend or two.
Right.
And then the two, your paths intersect again,
yep,
in the future. And all of a sudden it's
absolutely.
It's
you don't
time.
Know. Life
yeah.
is life. You can't predict. People think they know life. Life knows you. You can't predict what's going to happen.
You make him feel good. And this is one thing that I know from this method is when some people make you feel good, you want to be around them.
Right. That is, right. That's normal, humans want to be around those
and
people.
And he makes
yep.
you feel good. So you two are doing an exchange here of something.
There's absolute some type of love. There's no doubt.
It
whatsoever.
Is love.
No doubt whatsoever. It just depends on their what they both want out of it. That's the unknown.
I see a lot in his cards that point toward rejection. That guy has suffered a lot emotionally with rejection. Plus, he's got the poor self-image. He's got poor self-esteem. I mean, he's kind of a hot mess. And you
yep.
are giving him something that I think is beautiful. And you may be teaching him how to really love a woman.
And right now, you're both at least giving each other enough to keep...
Yeah.
Seeing each other every day, so right now it's enough. It might not be what you want, but it's enough for both of you.
Yeah. I mean, just lying on the couch, you know, if no one goes any further, just lying on the couch together and snuggling would be nice.
Go like this. Get on your couch and invite him. Pass the spot next to you and see if he responds. See where the boundaries are with him is what I suggest. And if he's like, nah, I'd be more comfortable over in this chair. Well, it can be that, or it could mean that he's fearful of the intimacy.
I would like to test his DNA because I don't think he's from Earth.
Because he doesn't want to screw a woman?
Because of all the things she's done.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Especially
but she got close and personal today after we had that little discussion yesterday. Then we're talking last night when we got home. We were talking in the laundry room. He wanted to talk to me about stuff. And he said, yeah, I don't want you to feel this way. You know, it was about something regarding his gay friend. And he says, I don't want to upset you. And he's talking to me like, and then he said last night, yesterday, he told me twice within an hour and a half how he loved me. He said, I love you, good. And then tonight he said, I love you. And then we had that discussion, you know, a while back. I said, you shouldn't make it messy. You don't want it messy. So don't keep saying you. I said, I don't do that to my girlfriends. I said, we say it every once in a while, but we don't say it every day or twice a day. And you do that with me.
I do it all the time.
Oh, Deb says, I love you 436 times a day.
Because I have
to one person?
Every single
he's
human.
He's doing it to me.
Yeah, well, some of us do it because we fear that they aren't going to come back, that something terrible will happen during the day. Even my own sons, they on the phone, they're grown. They still go, love you, Mom, bye-bye. Or if they're here and they leave, bye, Mom, love you. It was how I raised them.
He doesn't say love you. He says, I love you. And he says it to me, I mean, I'm not his son, and I'm not his daughter. I'm not his dog.
Yes, yeah.
I'm just his neighbor saying it to a lot and twice
Deb,
in a day within an hour.
See, Deb just made a point about the phrase, I love you.
Yeah.
She says it all the time, so maybe don't, when you hear it, don't think too much into it.
That could be.
I mean, she says it all the time.
Well,
no,
I'm
going
to have a little chat with him. I'm going to say we need to go back to that point of not saying that because it really screws my head is what I'm going to tell him. And then
she should tell him because that means that word, those three words mean something different to everybody. That's all. And you should tell him what it means to you.
They mean something different to me. They mean Valentine's Day. You're my heart. Will you be my Valentine? Not
means,
are you
like,
platonic forever.
That means like family. I love you as not necessarily I'm going to marry you because she wouldn't marry everybody she says it to, obviously. She means it like love, like
No, I understand. But he's the one that's pouring it on me.
See,
and he's the one, I don't initiate it.
Maybe he doesn't mean it that way.
Yeah, maybe it would be a good discussion to have. What does he mean when he's saying that?
Because I told him 2 months ago, we need to not do this because you don't want it messy, I said, right? He said, no. I said, then let's not do that. He said, I told him, I don't even tell my girlfriends that as many times as you tell me. You tell me every day. You tell me, you know, now he's telling me twice a day. And I'm like, what the hell, man? We've gone back to that? And I don't, you know, I'll just bring it up again. You know, it fucks with my head when you do that.
You know, we are all, well, you and me and Jim, we're all assuming here that he's got good mental health. But what if he doesn't?
Well,
then
there's a lot of things.
What if the guy, you know, is a bubble off here mentally? Maybe he needs maybe an evaluation and to find out what.
Really?
Well, I'm just saying.
Or
if he's not behaving to the norm of what all of you are pretty much saying.
But he's not behaving to any kind of norm.
If he's saying I love you all the time, I wonder if it's fear-based. I wonder if it's possessive. I mean, there's so many different reasons that people do things.
Right.
But if he's suffering, say, maybe deep depression, maybe he's got, oh, boy, I don't know.
It could like you said, it could go back into his childhood. Maybe women in his life weren't really the right women. And
he was his mother. He adored his mother, and she adored him.
Maybe
and it could have
been a babysitter that sexually abused him. There could have been, you know, all sorts of things that
made him not like women for a long time, and then you came along, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden,
so
she's like, holy
now,
crap, I like women now.
And now all
they're not so bad,
question marks.
Maybe they're not so bad all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Could be, but good luck on that, though, getting down to that.
I'll be Mrs. Alberson in Charles Dickens, wearing the faded, torn wedding dress and the cape
full of
spiders, and saying, he never came for me. In more ways than one. He never came to the door. He never came in bed. He never came.
Someday I'm going to see a movie that I saw that scene in.
There was another movie that was called The Secretary, and it was about a bondage and discipline relationship between a boss and a secretary. I don't know if any of you have seen it, but it had Jake Gyllenhaal's sister in it. I forget her first name. And he put her in a wedding dress and sat her at the desk. And he said, now, don't you move. They went through all these different B&D things that they did. He
B&D?
Made bondage and discipline.
Oh, okay, my bad.
And anyway, he said, you stay in that seat and you don't move. And he said, and you just wait for me to come back. She had to actually soil herself sitting at that desk. She didn't eat. She didn't. She just sat day after day. And then finally he came back and married her. But I'm thinking, watching some of these movies that do, I think, imitate life, we're looking at some really sick relationships.
Well, if he ever asks me to be his secretary, then I'll run for the hills.
Yes, never. You should never have to poop yourself, ever.
Right. To get a marriage certificate signed.
Never should have to poop yourself, ever.
No, and in a white, beautiful dress. Come on.
I don't care if you're wearing a poop-colored dress. You should never have to poop yourself.
I would have looked at him and said, you put the dress on, you sit there.
That's right. And while you're there, stick your head up your ass, buddy. Yep.
God, Lisa, you're in a stitch.
Alrighty.
And we have to go to...
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Unamas, thank you so much.
And, you know,
thank you guys.
Start charging us, like Netflix or, you know, Hulu.
Yeah, I'd rather not have to pay, but that'd be great.
You make a fortune.
That'd be great.
I love it.
Should be in touch.
Thanks,
all right, honey. All right, hang in there.
Arrivederci. All righty, we shall
move
on.
Bye-bye, Charles. If you leave her on.
Yeah, I'd never hang up on anybody, but I don't mention it all the time. You go back on mute. You leave if your desire.
So we're going to Cleveland.
We're going to 216, which is in Ohio. Welcome, 216. Bring it on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, and what is your first name?
I can't believe I got on. Oh, my gosh. My name's Sharon.
Hi. Oh,
welcome,
Sharon.
Sharon.
Yes, we know
I talked to you 2 days ago. I know. I'm calling again.
Cool.
Sorry. Go on. I don't want to interrupt. What do you want to say?
We got a delay, so I should stop. Let her talk. We have a 23-second delay, so it screws us up, especially when they're on a phone.
Oh. Well, my question. Sorry. Go on.
Go ahead.
Yeah, cut in.
Did you want to say? I don't want to interrupt. Oh, I didn't want to interrupt, but my question is, I know I spoke to you about this a few days ago, but my review was changed. It's tomorrow.
Oh.
I just found out today. They did one today, I'm tomorrow, and then the other two are Friday because I have a vacation day.
Okay.
Try and look specifically, since it is tomorrow, maybe you can pick up a little bit more. How is it going to go? Am I going to get a raise tomorrow? I have no idea. Thank you, by the way, very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, that's awesome. So,
is that when they give them is during reviews?
Well, that's when they'll tell you
what you're getting, a bonus.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting a bonus, but I'd like a little raise. I can't say it's going to be much. Probably the cost of living.
Yeah, and you know, nowadays, at least it's something, but yeah,
I
agree.
Care.
Right.
I have a good salary. I hope I get one. I didn't get one last year. It's every other year. Thank you.
Okay.
I believe so. From what came up under Sure to Come True, which most of the folks that listen to the show know, I love that designation in the reading because it comes right to you what's there. And I don't build up your hopes too much, but I believe if these were my cards, I'd be thinking, yay, I'm getting a raise tomorrow. Yeah, I would. So it looks good to me. And there's going to be some kind of promotion coming for you. Go ahead.
There's a hiring freeze now, but I could post for another department, another job. I've learned so much in this department. There are a couple more things that I could learn, but I'd rather somebody else do the parts that I'm not learning. It doesn't interest me, but there's so many different parts to my department. If I had to learn it, I would, of course, and do it. I would do anything they asked me to, but I could post for another position. Probably spring it's going to open up to start hiring again. If I see something I'm interested in, I will post, unless I get something else in the department I'm in.
Well, and they may approach you to feel you out is what I'm feeling.
Okay. Okay, sorry. Go on.
They might be like, Sharon, what would you think if, say, we put you in this position? It's just, I think it would just be to see where you're at. So, yeah, your cards, they look really good. They certainly do. Jim, do you have...
I do have a Lightning Pathway Oracle card in broken English. Let's see what it has to say. The subject is watch your steps. This situation requires a more specific and detailed plan before carrying out, as there might be some unexpected occurrences. Be careful so you will be able to complete it after all.
I really think that could be about the promotion.
Promotion or like she said, going to another, like
another
crossing into another department.
Yeah.
Right.
Saying really think about it.
Yeah, and that a lot of people. I work in a big company, and a lot of people will cross into other departments
and get
a promotion that way. They will do that quite often. It's very common where I work. People come and go all the time because they want to move up.
Right. So it's in your cards, and it doesn't mean you have to take it. So it's just that
No one leaves the department I'm in because it's so diversified. But, no, I understand perfectly, and I thank you so much for picking me up. I don't know how long if your two-hour show, but thank you for answering. I just thought maybe you'd be able to pick it up more because it's tomorrow. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, good luck, but I don't think you need it. I think you're going to get lots of good praises.
She saw positiveness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Thank you. I hope you had a nice Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
You can call back, let us know how it goes, or anything else you want to know.
I will.
Call back.
I will.
All right, hon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
All right, there it is. This show is over, say goodbye.
Friday,
yeah.
Or any other day, we don't
know. But take care. Stay well. So it always starts at 7 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio.
Local. Talk to the blog.